You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, but they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson, Callis, here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Noah Hyles, he will join the Fan Morning Show at 7:35. We'll get into all kinds of different things with Noah, but particularly the Pirates. Gregory Soto, is he related to Juan? Callis?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
For sure. All right. Cool. Yes, Noah Hyles joins the Fan Morning Show 7:35 at 8 a.m., Ray Fittipaldo, and at 9, as we do every Wednesday, Doug Whaley. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, Callis, it's after Week 14, heading into Week 15, these are the playoff scenarios. This would be what the playoff would look like if it ended today, the NFL season. Are you ready? Let's start with the NFC. And I know you've been watching a lot more football lately, so we can actually have these discussions. I'm very excited about it. The Rams. The Rams are the number one seed in the NFC right now. The Rams, they're tough, man. They really are. They're explosive on offense. They play good on defense. McVay just knows he's a really good coach. I play with Matthew Stafford. I play with Matthew Stafford in the All-American game in high school. He's that old. He's older than me by a few months, but he's still playing at a high level. He may be the MVP right now. He may be the MVP of the league right now. Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, Kyron Williams. They have a plethora of guys that can really beat you, but they're the number one seed. I like them a lot. I do. You know anything about the Rams?
I hope Matthew Stafford wins the MVP.
I do too.
I like him.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. He could walk in here right now and you would know he was Matthew Stafford by his face, but like after like a minute, you'd be like, he's just a regular guy. I bet you he could walk up and down these hallways if our like sales and everybody was in the office and nobody would know it was Matthew Stafford, honestly. Hmm. Like you would because we watched football, but like I think he just looks like a normal guy. He's like 6'2" and just you would never think that he was like a $200 million quarterback. Yeah, he's a good dude. Good dude. All right, Bears, Packers. We saw that game this past weekend. That was a good game. I like what the Bears are doing. I like what Caleb Williams is doing a little bit. He's just growing. He's developing. He's going to take a lot of chances. They're explosive offense, and you got the Packers with Josh Jacobs and Love. That is going to be a great matchup. That's a division, obviously, matchup too. So I like that. San Francisco, they're a team that was ravaged by injuries. They're the sixth seed right now if the season ended. They were ravaged by injuries in the beginning of the season, but they've really found their stride lately. Christian McCaffrey, all around really good player, gets a lot of touches. George Kittle, Juwan Jennings. They, I feel like that they can make a little bit of noise. They would play the Eagles. You know, we saw what Jalen Hurts did Monday night.
Yeah, not great.
Not great. The Eagles, there's usually a point every season in the last couple of years where the Eagles, you know, up until that point, they're not impressive, and then they kind of flip a switch, and then it's like, oh my gosh, like they're just absolutely demolishing teams. They haven't done that this year, in my opinion. I don't know if they're the same Eagles as we've seen the last couple of years, so but pay attention to that. I think that this is kind of accurate, to be honest with you. That's why I'm doing it, is because I think that this may be the scenarios at the end of the season. Now, it's week 15. These are the scenarios right now. At the end of the season, I believe that these are going to be the same. So you got the Seahawks in Tampa Bay. You got Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield in the NFC. That's 5-4 seed right there. Like both those teams. Both those teams are explosive. A lot of explosive teams, obviously, in the NFC. Going to the AFC, number one seed is the Broncos.
How about that?
Yeah, the Broncos. And you know what? Who's not on this list is the Kansas City Chiefs, which is crazy to see. Usually the Chiefs are the number one seed, but in that division, the Broncos have taken the lead, and they are the number one seed. I don't know how I feel about them. I don't know how I feel about them in the playoffs, but they're a good football team, clearly, but I just don't know.
They don't have that experience that I think other teams might have that would edge.
Callis, there you go. That's it right there. That is it.
Because they're all fresh. I mean, this is a new era Broncos team. This ain't your Peyton Manning Broncos.
That is a great point. Like, I was trying to pinpoint what it is about the Broncos, and it is that they are very young. And sometimes you need to have a sprinkle of veterans on your team in order to make it far in the playoffs. And I think you're exactly right. They are kind of young. They're good, but they're maybe a year away, maybe a year or two away. And that's how I feel about the Bears, too. Texans against the Patriots. Texans defense is insane. Patriots, obviously Drake May, they found it there. Mike Vrabel, he is a hell of a coach. He honestly still should be coaching in Tennessee.
Patriots are coming off a bye too.
They're coming off this would be playoff scenarios.
Oh, I see.
This would be playoff scenarios.
Sorry.
No, you're good. But the Patriots, I think that they are a team that is fairly young, but they have a coach that knows how to win. And not that Sean Payton doesn't, not that D'Amico Ryans doesn't, but I just feel like that there's something in the air up there in New England that they are going to go far in the playoffs. And the 6-3 seed would be the Buffalo Bills and the Jaguars. Jaguars are a sleeper for me. Nobody's really talking about them, but they've just been winning football games. Maybe Trevor Lawrence has finally found why he was the number one overall pick. Buffalo Bills, I just don't know. I did say yesterday maybe it is Josh Allen's year, because – you're not going to have to face Mahomes. You're not going to have to face Lamar Jackson, potentially, and you're not going to face Joe Burrow. So is it Josh Allen's year? Maybe. I think he might take care of business if this was the scenario tomorrow against the Jaguars, but the Jaguars are a sleeper for me. And then finally, it's the Chargers at the Steelers. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday, right?
Terrifying.
That is terrifying. That is very terrifying. I don't like that at all. There was a point maybe in the season before the Steelers played the Chargers in L.A., where I thought that this would be a great scenario where I'd be like, you know, take on the Chargers. Let's go. I think the Steelers would bode well. But at this point, just watching the Chargers and how multiple they are and Justin Herbert playing at a high level, and he's banged up right now. They got some pieces back in Marion Hampton. They have Vidal that they found throughout the time that Marion Hampton was down. He's a really good player at the running back position, and they got guys on the outside too. So, and their defense obviously is pretty good. And Jim Harbaugh, he's a very good coach. So, that is the playoff scenarios if the season would end today. And I honestly think that's exactly why that I did this, is I think that this is going to be almost exact. I'm going to save this actually picture, because I think this is exactly what it's going to look like whenever the season ends.
Don't think anything's going to change?
Nope.
For either conference?
Nope.
Huh?
I think it's going to look exactly like this. I really do. That's exactly, I mean, the Chargers coming to the Steelers, I just, man. Steelers would be the 4 seed. I don't know how well that's going to go. But it does say that the Steelers had made the playoffs. They probably win the division. They win the division. So
they have to. There's no AFC North team.
So
getting as a wild card.
You know, I guess we see. I'd rather. Who would you rather take? Who would you rather face? The Chargers or the Bills? if you're the Steelers?
Yeah.
I know.
I don't like any.
I don't like any of the matchups, honestly, for the Steelers.
I
don't like the Patriots again.
I'm gonna say the Bills. I think the Bills are really one dimensional, and I think if there's any shot, it would be against them. I mean, the Steelers did better the first half of that game. They just crumbled in the second half. The Chargers were way more.
They dominated.
Yeah,
they dominated.
Right. So, I mean,
I think the Steelers would get dominated by the Texans too.
Mm,
I think like their defense would
just
eat everybody
up. Yeah, they got
a
strong defense. Yeah. That's true.
I don't know. So that's the playoff scenarios as Week 15 rolls, and I do believe that that will be the playoff scenario when the season does end. Coming up next, well, first, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, the Steelers did activate two veteran receivers, and they didn't give a hat to Robin Wilson. I mean, I have a theory around that, and Mike Tomlin talked about it yesterday. We'll hear from him.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Veteran guys, been there, done that guys. As I mentioned, as the road gets narrow in December, it's good to have those guys in the fold, guys that have experience in rising up in those moments. And certainly statistics might not bear it out, but I thought they were an asset to us, and it's reasonable to expect that to improve and increase as we continue.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security. Company, Dickerson, Cal is here with you on the Fan Morning Show. That was Mike Tomlin talking about MVS and Adam Thielen. And I believe that this was all Aaron Rodgers doing. And we talked about this in the beginning of the season, like how much of a, you know, how much is Aaron Rodgers going to have his hands into everything? And is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? Is he going to bring in his type of guys? Is he going to control everything? But I think that all the way up until last week, I think that he was kind of hands off. He probably gave his ideas around certain things, and especially game plan wise, but I think he was mostly hands off, and they needed a spark. They needed to figure out a way to win a game. And I think Mike Tomlin, where I will give him credit, knew that he had to turn to Aaron Rodgers. And this is what I talked about in the beginning of the show. Everything rides on Aaron Rodgers, and for the pressure of Mike Tomlin, I believe that he feels that way. So I think they turned to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers was like, look, I need veteran guys out there that will be in the right spot, that understand the way that I think, and that can get open. And Adam Thielen, if he's running routes underneath 10 yards or underneath 15 yards, he is going to get open. He's very savvy. He can still run routes. I know he's older. He's 35 years old. He's going to be in the right spot, and he has sure hands. He only had one catch in the game, but I think that goes up Monday night. Now, he did have the most reps at the receiver spot outside of DK Metcalf, most snaps in the game. So he was utilized like a legit number two wide receiver in the game against the Ravens immediately. I mean, he just got here a week ago, and he's already utilized as a number two wide receiver. And I think that I think that Adam Thielen, they were going to activate him regardless after claiming him off of waivers. But I think that the divvying up of the reps and the activation of MVS was all Aaron Rodgers, as I said. And I know Mike Tomlin gave an explanation to why Roman Wilson was down. Why Roman Wilson didn't give a hat, but I'm not sure if I really buy it.
Mike, going back to your wide receivers, what went into the decision to have Roman down versus Scotty being active?
You know, Scotty's a capable backup punt returner, and I thought that was the difference.
Yeah, I don't know it necessarily by that. I can see where he's coming from. You know, if a punt returner, if Calvin Austin goes down, Scotty Miller has sure hands and has fielded punts before, but I don't think that was really the main reason why. I think Aaron Rodgers went in and was like, look, like Roman, think that the kid has worked very hard. I know that he's a part of, potentially a part of your future here in Pittsburgh, but right now we need to win. And I don't know if I could count on Roman Wilson. I don't know if I could count on him. And that's okay. That happens a lot in the NFL, especially with young players. Roman Wilson's basically a rookie. And he's shown flashes at times this year, but if I had to bet on it, I bet Aaron Rodgers, like, we need Marquez Valdez-Scantling up because he understands me. He's going to be in the right spot. We need to make sure that Adam Thielen gets the appropriate reps at their number two wide receiver spot because he knows me. We have a relationship, and he's a veteran wide receiver. Roman Wilson, you're going to have to sit down for maybe a game or two games because I need to be able to rely on my receivers, and I don't think that I can count on you right now to be in the right spot and do the right things that we need to garner a win. And the whole Scotty Miller thing, I think Scotty Miller rolls into the MVS Adam Thielen deal. Scotty Miller's been in the league a long time. He's won a Super Bowl. He's played with Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers loves him. So whether he had to go in as a punt returner or if a receiver did get hurt, I think Aaron Rodgers counts more on Scotty Miller being in the right spots, doing the right things, than Roman Wilson. That's the case. Now, I know that there's levels to that people have been discussing. It's like, oh, is Roman Wilson going to be a part of the future? What's this mean for Roman Wilson? He's a former third-round pick. Not getting a hat, that's damning. I'd worry about that later, honestly. Who cares? Who cares? Like, whatever. He's a third-round pick. It's not like he's a first-round pick 2 years ago that isn't getting a hat on Sunday. Like, okay, whatever. You gotta figure out ways to win football games. Roman Wilson clearly isn't a part of that process. He isn't a part of that right now. He may be at some point, maybe at the end of the season, maybe in the playoffs. Who knows? But right now, I thought it was appropriate if Aaron Rodgers did go to the coaching staff and Mike Tomlin and say that this is what needs to happen in order for our offense to flourish. And we need to get the best guys on the field as possible, guys that will be in the right spot, guys that we can rely on. And Roman Wilson at this point isn't that guy. But I to say that he's not a part of the future, I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm not really even worried about that right now, as you shouldn't be either. It's about winning football games now, and if Roman Wilson isn't capable of doing the things necessary, and we heard a little bit about that last year, at least I did, that it was taking him a long time to grasp certain things and the speed of the game, and you know, he was injured, so he was behind a lot, and then trying to come back and move on that moving train. It wasn't just about him getting injured and him being slowed up physically. I think it was more about mentally, because if you miss crucial reps, it is so hard to just jump in. You know, that's why, you know, it was so damning about Will Howard not being able to have that preseason, because you're just missing so many meaningful reps as a young player. You can't just get thrown into the fire. So we'll see. We'll see about Roman Wilson, but I do like the fact that they have some veteran receivers that are ready to go. I heard about DK Metcalf yesterday from Mike Tomlin. Doesn't think it's going to be an issue for game time on Monday night. We'll work through it this week. Probably won't practice tomorrow, but probably will practice Friday as they move on through the week. So that's a good sign. I said this yesterday about DK Metcalf. You get a confident receiver coming out of a game like that, a rivalry game, and he had the performance he did. It's nice to see that he's healthy enough probably to go, because I think that he'll roll that performance into Monday night now that he has the confidence and that breakthrough that we've been looking for. I mean, he broke through, and now you're going to have guys like MVS and Adam Thielen, another week underneath their belt, another week in the system, another week of understanding Aaron Rodgers, and I would expect MVS to have more targets than, I think he just had one, and Adam Thielen to have more catches than one in this game on Monday night. So we'll see. We'll see. But I wouldn't really worry about Roman Wilson at this point. Listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next, our guy, Noah Hyles. He joins the Fan Morning.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Show. Fin Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And joining us right now on the Fin Morning Show is our guy Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. Noah, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Doran. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Just rolling along, man. Kyle Schwarber, 5 years, $150 million. He re-signs with the Phillies. Now, you stated that the offer by the Pirates, which was 4 years, $120 million, was legitimate. Clearly believe you. You're the most credible guy that that has covered the Pirates in Pittsburgh, to be honest. And does that set the standard, though? Like, I know that they missed out on Kyle Schwarber, but does that set the standard for the Pirates offseason that you must spend that money elsewhere? Now you're saying that you're willing to spend that money. They should spend it elsewhere, right? That should be the standard that we should look at for the Pirates.
That's exactly how I view it, Doran. And that's why I've said elsewhere that, yes, this is not something to be celebrated. You don't get a pat on the back for trying, but it's kind of like they ran a race and their race time. It's like, yeah, you didn't come in first, but you ran a race a lot faster than we've ever seen you run before. So now when you run races against lesser competition or less difficult races, we expect you to win some of those, or at least one of those. And they haven't won any races in a really long time, Doran. So that's my takeaway from this is, okay, well, if you have the green light to offer someone annual value contract of $25 million a year, if not more, because Alex Stumpf of MLB.com reported that the final offer was 4 years, $125 million, which was the highest AAV. So regardless, I mean, if you have the green light from Nutting to offer a contract that's value is at least $25 million a year, you do have money to spend. And I think there is a reason that that report or that contract number was seen by so many reporters. I think Schwarber's camp wanted to jack up the price. And I think the Pirates wanted not only the fans to see that they're trying, but I think they wanted to also make a statement to the rest of the league saying, hey, like we're actually open for business right now. And I'm sure players like Ryan O'Hearn, Jorge Polanco, Murakami, you could go down the list, all these guys they've been connected to, their camp saw that number and they're like, all right, well, I mean, it's worth picking up their calls this winter.
No, do you know any particular reason why the Pirates might not have gone for a fifth year on Schwarber?
I mean, he's in his early 30s already. He's a designated hitter. I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable. I mean, I know fans would have loved to see them get Kyle Schwarber. I do think it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that he really wanted to go back to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I do think the Pirates made an honest effort to get him. But, they're going up against a team that he loves playing for and has a bigger bankroll than them. So that fifth year, I mean, what is he going to be, 37 in that fifth year? Mm-hmm. I know he's a designated hitter, but 37 years old making $25 million, I don't know if the Pirates – I don't know if that would be responsible for the Pirates to be doing that when you consider what the rest of their payroll will look like. You can't have your highest paid player be a 37-year-old DH, I don't think. So that would have been putting themselves, unless if they were going to completely restructure the way they do business.
Noah, tell us a little bit about Gregory Soto. Pirates signed him $7.75 million for 1 year, relief pitcher. He's left-handed. Tell us a little bit about what to expect from him.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be a good eighth inning guy. He has experience being a closer. He's a multi-time All-Star. The ERA is a little high. He's coming off a rough patch. But candidly, I mean, these are the types of guys the Pirates get and get the most out of, really. Someone with nasty stuff. I was talking with my podcast co-host, Josh Harrison, yesterday, who has played with them. And Josh gives them crazy good reviews as far as the stuff, as far as work ethic. And you get him into this lab here in Pittsburgh, and I know that they've lost some guys who have worked in the pitching realm in Pittsburgh over the offseason, but still they have good pitching minds in this organization. And I think, I'm not saying they're going to turn this guy into an all-star again, but I think he will be a productive eighth inning guy. They needed a high leverage left-hander out of the bullpen, and they got it.
Switching back to offense just a little bit, because I want to keep talking about, you know, some of these guys that could realistically get on offense. Who's one guy that you've seen out there that's available that you think the Pirates would invest Kyle Schwarber like money on? Like, if you had to pick based on the realistic options, who would you choose for them?
I think the most realistic option for them to win in free agency and maybe overpay for would be one of the two Japanese guys coming over, Murakami or Okamoto, I believe are their names. Murakami's 25 years old. He profiles very similar to Kyle Schwarber. He plays first and third base, probably a guy you could play at third originally, and then you'll have to transfer over to first. And then Okamoto's a little older, same position, same type of profile. Both of these guys are potential 30 home run bats. Obviously, you would like to see some success in the major leagues before you can deem them worthy of that type of accolade. But I mean, we've seen in the last couple of years how successful Japanese baseball players can be when they come over here. And it's not just Ohtani. It's not just the guys on the Dodgers. You look at Seiya Suzuki for the Cubs. You look at Jung-Ho Lee for the Giants. I mean, these guys have been plug and play, bat in the middle third of the order. And so as opposed to trying to, you know, outbid teams for a guy like Jorge Polanco, who's had a long established career in Major League Baseball, it might be a little harder to do that, where these guys coming over for Japan, they're just looking for the best opportunity. And if you can outpay someone on an unproven product, yes, it's a bigger gamble, but there's a lot more room for reward as well. And the Pirates are just in that type of situation where I think it makes most sense to go all in on your bidding on one of those two guys.
No, you were at the Penguin game last night. I suppose this seat will do. That's your picture, yes, that you always post. I love those pictures.
Thank you.
They lost to the Ducks in a shootout. You know, what a point what second goal at the end, yes, of regulation. The Ducks are a good team. They're in first place in their division. Whenever you watch this Penguins team, can you envision this team making it to the playoffs whenever it's all said and done?
I mean, I think we're going to get to the final month of the season and we're going to be looking at the standings and thinking, man, would have been great if they just won a couple of those shootouts in the first half. I mean, they've already left 8 points on the table in overtime, and we're just over a third of the way through the season. And let's be clear, I mean, this wasn't a team that anyone expected to make the playoffs this year. And I don't think that it would be the worst thing in the world if they came close to the playoffs and didn't make it. I know that would ruin their chances to get a good draft pick. But this young group is getting a lot of valuable experience playing in these close games. And I think that down the road, regardless of what happens this season, you're going to look back to this year's team and you're going to think, okay, this was them growing. These are clearly the growing pains. It's holding on to leads. It's winning in overtime, winning in shootouts. Like, they clearly have their flaws, but they're playing competitive hockey pretty much every time they take the ice. I think they're maybe a consistent goaltender away, and maybe a little bit better on the defensive side, and that's going to come over time. I think it's easy to see how this team develops into a winner over time. I don't know if it happens by the end of the year, but there is growth on the way here. So to answer your question, I could see it. I wouldn't be surprised either way.
No, I have a hot take that I think that you're going to like. The New York Knicks are going to be champions at the end of the season.
Dude,
They're good.
If not now, then when?
They're good.
If not now, then when? The East stinks this year. Every good player in the East is blown out his Achilles, knock on wood. That's not me celebrating injury. That's just me pointing out facts that the East is wide open. This Knicks team is great. The West is really good.
Yeah, it's
the
really
Oklahoma
good.
City Sun Thunder.
Okay, let me take it back. They'll make it to the championship.
Yes, that's all I want. Yep. That's all I want. Just get me to the finals. Let me celebrate. Let me have at least four finals games to watch. Yeah. That's all I want.
They're exciting to watch. Yeah. They're exciting team with Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson and then Josh Hart. I mean, he's the grinder. I love watching the Knicks.
Dude, everything that people dislike the NBA for, the Knicks are the antithesis of that. They play team basketball, they play hard, there's not a lot of maintenance days. They're just a very likable basketball team. And you can't be a front runner cheering for the Knicks because they haven't won anything since like 1973. So it's just a fun team to root for.
No, you're the man. Appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We'll see you. There he goes, Noah Hiles of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Talking about a bunch of different things. Obviously, the Pirates and their deal and potential deal. Obviously, it didn't go through with Kyle Schwarber. He signs back with the Phillies. 5 years, $150 million. Coming up next, man, I saw it yesterday. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and I was like, could this really happen? And you know what? As we sit here at 7:47 in the morning, I think it is actually going to happen. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Join the Pomp and Joe Show on a Football Friday with Donnie Football this Friday, December 12th, live at Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bring non-perishable items to be donated to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and say hi to the guys. If you can't make it, you can still support by going to pittsburghfoodbank.org/need or text NEED to 50155. Details at 937thefan.com. I really can't believe it. I thought it was a parody at first. I thought it was a parody account, and then I found out that it was real, and I was like, okay, well, they're going to take a flyer and see what's up here. And we talked about this yesterday, alluded to it a little bit earlier today, Callis, and Philip Rivers being brought in by the Colts for a workout on Monday. So he did the workout, and then they signed him to the practice squad. He actually got signed. He obviously was in shape and did good enough in the workout that he got signed. Now, Philip Rivers, the last time he played in the NFL was 2020 during the COVID season. He has 10 kids. He has one grandkid. So he is signed to the practice squad. Now, as crazy as that is, that he's 44 years old and he's on the practice squad, he's not going to be on the practice squad long. Like, that's what's insane to me is that they obviously had a vision of not just bringing in the Indianapolis Colts, not just bringing in Philip Rivers. They had a vision of him starting the rest of the season. Because Riley Leonard, who was initially the backup quarterback, the kid out of Notre Dame, he had to go in the game because Daniel Jones got hurt, tore his Achilles. So he goes in the game. He gets banged up. I think he hurt his knee. And he may be questionable this week. So the backup quarterback to Riley Leonard, as we stand right now, is Philip Rivers. I think Philip Rivers is going to start this week. That is insane. That's insane to be 44 years old, come up, come do a workout off the couch. I know he's a high school football coach, so he's still involved mentally a little bit with the game. The game in high school is way different than the NFL game. So off the couch, 10 kids, grandfather, going to start in Indianapolis, I believe, this week. Like, I believe he's going to start, and he probably is going to do well. It is mind-boggling. The Philip Rivers, this is right now, right in front of me. Philip Rivers, Callis, his first college football start was in the year 2000. And the president at the time was Bill Clinton. That's how old this guy is. This is amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. I really can't believe, but at the same time, I can believe that Philip Rivers is not only on the team, but he is potentially going to start this weekend. Who do the Colts have, actually?
The quarterbacks?
Play? No. Who do they play this weekend? They play the Seahawks. They play the Seahawks. Man. Oh, man.
How wild will it be if we're watching that game and Philip Rivers is out there just throwing touchdowns? Man.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No?
Nope.
Why?
I think that... You remember when Mike Tyson fought, what's the guy's name, Jake something?
Later on in his career?
Yeah. And we all thought, yeah, Tyson's ready. He's going to do great. And then he just got wrecked.
Uh-huh.
This is one of those moves that I think it's like, oh, this will be great publicity for us. I mean, our season's spiraling. And our quarterback is not done. Let's get the hype up a little bit.
That they've done this before, as we talked about yesterday, but Saturday.
If we're sinking, right, we might as well try something that'll keep us interesting.
I don't hate it.
I mean, it's interesting. I just don't think he's going to do well. That's my opinion. Man. I don't anticipate that he's going to go into games and light it up.
There's a part of me that has seen Joe Flacco play this year, and I believe, like, obviously, Joe Flacco is younger than Philip Rivers. But
and didn't take 5 years off.
He didn't take 5 years off, but, I mean, Joe Flacco, like, I can't see Philip Rivers being worse, you know, movement-wise than Joe Flacco. Now, Joe Flacco did run for, like, 10 yards against the Steelers, but I don't know.
It's December. This guy hasn't played in 5 years.
I know. I just have a weird feeling. I have a weird feeling about it. I do. I have a weird feeling he's going to go in there and light it up. That'd be and also restarts his clock about the with the Hall of Fame too.
Yeah. I saw this too. Apparently, Matthew Stafford was approaching his passing yards total on the all-time list, and somebody put it as like a meme. It's like, oh, I guess Philip Rivers saw that was going to happen and just was like, nope, we're gonna move the needle.
It's amazing. I honestly can't wait to see it. Like, I really hope it happens. You know, obviously, I don't want somebody to be hurt, and Riley Leonard, hopefully he can play. But if he isn't able to play, and Philip Rivers has to start against the Seahawks and plays that whole entire game and does throw for a couple touchdowns and throws for, you know, a lot of yards, that'll be amazing, man. Amazing. Oh, man, that is fascinating. Fan weather. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 39, low of 29, 95% chance of snow. Tomorrow, high of 29, low of 22, with overcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.